We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 2 live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, home of our producer, Rachel, the most amazing producer ever, who has totally recovered her health in so many wonderful ways by using our products. And she's very humble about doing it, but we're very happy to have her along with us. She's a person who just started to encounter the show and Dr. Dean's information by actually producing our segments. And the next thing you know, she's like, I wonder if I should do that. I wonder if that would help me. And it has helped her turn around her blood pressure and some other things. So we're so grateful for her. Of course, Deborah, the station owner who does all great things on our behalf and our audience. Please, everybody, remember to like or subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can get the updates on the live shows. Forward it to people that are listening and let them know that they have options and opportunities for safe strategies themselves, that they can tune into Dr. Dean's show on Monday evenings. And of course, share on social media. You know, put the link in your Facebook or whatever just to let people know, hey, there's somebody out here who cares about you and your health. And her name is Dr. Carolyn Dean. And she's sitting at her desk this evening to take your call and to talk with you about what matters to you, which is how to feel better, or how to, if you feel better, how to feel greater. And if you feel great, how to even do more, because we can't even really know fully what the body's capable of. And most people only know of their health in relation to an absence of sickness. They're not thinking that there's even more that what they are capable of. So, and that includes your mind. Very stressful times, but we get on here every Monday night and we're pretty happy, wouldn't you say, Carolyn?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're doing good. All right. Now, this is hour 2, Alan's favorite part of the show. 646-558-8657 is the number 2 call. And of course, you have to put in an access ID for the Zoom conference call number. 8836953587. I know I said that fast, but it's splattered all over everything. Our YouTube channel, the radio station, all of our emails, our social media. You can tune into that and then call in. And we have people call in successfully every week. So I know everybody's figuring it out. If you're here in the station, we have lots of people who are calling tonight. Please hit *9. *9 will raise your hand here and let us know that you have a question or comment for Dr. Dean. And then we will put you on the phone with her and she will chitty chat and enjoy speaking with you and help you get to whatever you need. Also, if you're listening to the show through the archive and you hear something that you're not sure about and you want clarification, please email us at questions. That's QUESTIONS, questions for at drcarolyndeanlive.com. Melody Rose will hook you up with all the support you need. Okay, Carolyn, shall we take some phone calls?
Okay, let me start with this, though. Bob reminded me that it's important for us to say every once in a while that the reason why I focus on the cellular nutrients, and you know, I don't often talk about energy medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, all the things that I learned in my naturopathic world. Those things actually don't work unless you have the right amount of mineral electrolytes in your body. And then come to find out, if your mineral electrolytes are doing a good job and you're saturated, especially with your magnesium, you really don't have to go off to acupuncturist or naturopath, etc. So I'm sure I could say that more eloquently, maybe Ginny, you could say some eloquent words about what I just said.
I think you said it perfectly. I mean, yeah, there's nothing to, you know.
Uh-oh. Here comes Bob. Do you have some eloquence to say, Bob?
Did you say that's your basic new theory that nobody else is aware of?
Right. Yeah, it seems in alternative medicine, just the way the supplement industry has gotten so commercial, and you know, most doctor sites that sell supplements, they have hundreds of supplements, as if, oh well, you have to take all of these, or you'll go to a practitioner. And this is what I used to do. I thought, okay, I'll do acupuncture on this person. I'll do an IV vitamin drip on that person. Everybody had sort of a different protocol, or I approached them differently. But, you know, since working with all these formulas and the customers, we're getting the feedback that, oh, you know, I don't have to see all these other doctors anymore. I don't need my medications anymore. I don't need any other supplements. I don't need to eat as much. You know, I'm not addicted to sugar anymore. I'm not smoking cigarettes. I'm not drinking alcohol. We've done those surveys where people say they're saving money on our products because, you know, we didn't like to think that we were putting people in debt to get our products, but it turns out that you know, they may be working more and making more money because they're more productive. So it is the bottom line. Keep yourselves healthy with nutrient building blocks so that they make your body work properly and perfectly.
Absolutely. Hear, hear, 100%. Well, you know, it's the accumulation of your entire career and your very unique approach to science and medicine. And that's why you can only get it here. No, nobody's going to do what you do. It's just that simple. I mean, nobody's going to do what you do. Nobody's going to do what Bob does. Bob's a very unique individual as well. And he has a very unique approach toward education and awareness, perception. And nobody's going to do, and the two of you together are just, you know, an incredibly dynamic, unique situation. So people who are here are very fortunate, I believe, and I always have believed that because not everybody's going to get it the way you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Very good. Okay, on to the phones.
Okay, very good. Linda is typing in that she's still trying to keep her blood pressure down. So Linda, call in and talk with Carolyn tonight if you are able to do so, and get a little fine tuning from Dr. Dean. She may be able to help you. Again, earlier in the first segment, what we talked about is a lot of people, including people who run her warehouse, don't take the formulas properly sometimes. And that would be me. Gobbling it down in the morning and then running around and having high blood pressure in the afternoon. So the key is get your water, get the right amount of minerals, sip them throughout the day to keep that flowing throughout your system and allow the relaxation to occur at a blood vessel issue. And the other thing that really elevates blood pressure is digestive distress. And that happens when you're taking too much crap you don't need. And that's what happened to one of our customers, as you remember, Carolyn, our precious little customer up in Canada, who was having a terrible time with AFib and heart palpitations and everything. And remember, I sent you the huge list of everything that she was taking. And what was making her sick was taking what you just said earlier, too many supplements, not targeted, not beneficial. And it was putting a lot of digestive distress on her system, causing her all kinds of problems, including blood pressure elevation. So the good news is you've got options. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, sorry to interrupt. What I left out was the total biology of high blood pressure. So let me go over that because this is very important. It may help Linda. High blood pressure can be caused by something outside the house that a person considers their territory that they want to conquer, but that the whole dynamic is pressuring them. And that can be simply someone who manages a business and it's not going well. So something outside the house that they consider their territory. So is my territory, you know, in jeopardy, or someone encroaching on my territory? And that can cause a person to become tense and have blood pressure. Compare the heart to your house. Blood from the house goes along the arteries to the outside where I work. The veins are the way back to the house. When something that touches the arteries and goes outside, that's about the territory. Some people have very bad veins. And then it gets into abandonment and whatever. But let's look at this. A woman, age 83, she was part of a reading group. She was reading 3 and 4 books per week. Every time there was a meeting, she would like to be at the meeting, but she wasn't able to go. So that became I could say a tension point. Maybe total biology is getting at something deeper, like a conflict of wanting to be in there at the book club. That was her territory, and she couldn't go there anymore. Or sometimes a partner is away, and I don't know what he or she is doing, and I would like to control that territory. They look at their partner as being part of their territory. So it's there are those dynamics that a person can think about as well. It's not always just physical, and we talk a lot about the conflict. And if the conflict in a person's mind can't be solved or shifted, then that again, tension can build up in the body, build up in the brain. And then the brain tries to find a way to resolve the conflict by putting the problem into the physical body. I think, you know, it sounds a bit complex, but I think most people get it, you know, when I talk about total biology.
Okay. Well, I get it because, you know, I could definitely say that the whole world is my territory, and it definitely puts a lot of pressure on me when people don't take the formulas. No.
Exactly.
I'm just teasing. No. All right. Okay. So anyway, listen, enough about that, and on to our phone call. Shall we?
Exactly.
Okay. Very good. Let's go to area code 520. You're on the line. If you could just hit *6 to unmute your phone, give us your name, and tell us your question for Dr. Dean tonight. Again, 520, just hit *6 to unmute your phone and come on the line with Dr. Dean here this evening. Area code 520, unmute. Okay. All right. Well, we have so many calls backed up. I don't want to wait too long. So I'm going to come back to 520 and let's go to area code 469. 469, if you could hit *6 on your phone and then come into the call. There you are. Hello, love.
Hi. I'm so glad I got to listen to your radio show today. Hi, Dr. Dean. I have almost all of your products. But I'm only currently taking your B vitamins because I'm too sick to start anything else yet. I'm 43 years old, and I'm 5'2 and 116 pounds. And I wanted to ask you, can I ask you a question that's not related to blood pressure?
Of course. And what's your first name?
I'm Martha.
Martha. Okay, go ahead, Martha.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you a little bit before I ask my question, just so you have some context. I had a root canal in February this year, and my endodontist gave me clindamycin as an antibiotic for an infection that was in my bone, in the tooth. He said it was just a little tiny infection, but he wanted me to take it. And so dutifully I took it. And then he said, he told me to take 400 milligrams of ibuprofen and wait 3 hours and then take 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol and rotate every 3 hours like that and take a maximum of, there was a maximum he told me, and I was like 1,200 milligrams of ibuprofen and 4,000 of Tylenol. So my husband managed that, and I told my husband, I said, I feel terrible. I have no appetite, and I couldn't sleep because there was 18 air conditionings on top of our air conditioning units on top of our apartment that were not insulated. And so we both were sleep deprived, waking up every 20, 30 minutes. So it wasn't conducive for healing. And I lost 12 pounds. And anyway, I went to my doctor for a physical 2 weeks ago, and she did all my blood work, gave me my results, and said, you're healthy as a horse. You're just deficient in vitamin B12, a little bit in magnesium, a little bit in vitamin D. And I told her about my GI problems. I told her, I said, look, ever since I took these antibiotics and painkillers, my stomach hurts all the time and my intestines hurt and I don't have an appetite and it feels like a chore to eat and I'm just miserable and I have pain and I'm bloated and I'm terribly, terribly uncomfortable and I only eat once or twice a day and do a lot of fasting because I feel better that way. Anyway, she just said to me, she's a medical doctor. She says, oh, your microbiome's just messed up. It will take 6 months to correct itself. Have a nice day. See you later. And then a week later, which was just last week, my stomach really started hurting me even more. And I had even more decreased appetite. And I ate something. And my intestines just bloated up like I was 7 months pregnant. And they were tender to touch. I've never experienced so much pain. And so I ate something and it felt like a volcano went off in my stomach. And I told my husband, I said, I am not eating anything. I'm just going to stick with water. And I did that for 2 days. And then the next 3 days, I just did bone broth twice a day. Mm-hmm. And I went from 122 pounds to 115 pounds. And I just started eating again yesterday. And my husband said, I think you might have an ulcer, honey, from all those pain medications. And I said, oh, my gosh, I think you might be right. Anyway, my question is this. If you thought you had an ulcer, which test would you do?
Well,
because I don't really know.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not, allowed to, but I like the way you ask it. What would I do?
If it was you, if it was your daughter.
Yeah. So yes, if you were my daughter, you could be my daughter, but, it's a microbiome situation. It's true because, this antibiotic is a strong one. And it's going to kill your good and bad bacteria. And the thing about yeast overgrowth that can occur because of antibiotics, and actually the pain pills,
know. Yeah, we take them for 4 solid days.
But I don't think 4 days are going to burn holes in your stomach. The problem is with the yeast, they're like fermenting and causing gas. And so you've got a still in your, alcohol still in your stomach and intestines. And the worst pain for the intestines is gas. It's like knives. And what happens is the gas stretches the intestines. And that's what causes pain, the stretch receptors. So, it's to my mind, when I had my IBS in medical school, it would double me over. And I also had yeast overgrowth. Personally, what I did for my yeast, when I had to take antibiotics or whatever and birth control pill, addicted to sugar, all of it. I work with my Pico Silver and Flora Revive. Those are the two formulas for yeast overgrowth. And that would have been what you could have done after your root canal is just put picosilver in your mouth and hold the picosilver there. After I had a root canal and the doctor said, uh-oh, or the endodontist, he said, in the after x-ray, he said, uh-oh, you know, there's a channel opened up and the calcium I put in the bottom of the root canal looks like it's tracking over toward your nerve. You could have a lot of pain. And I said, oh, that's okay. I'll and I'd already got him to inject picosilver in the base of the root canal. So I knew I was good there. And I just went home and held picosilver and Remag in my mouth every couple of hours for the next day. And I had no symptoms. So it is unfortunate that doctors will say, oh, you have a little infection. Let's give you something that could, you know, topple a horse. And, you know, you could still do some picosilver in the mouth to sort of heal things up there. But that's what you do. If you happen to purchase the picosilver and Flora Revive, you could start those. The protocol is, called yeast management, and it's in my yeast book that you can download. It's a free download from drcarolindeanlive.com. And you know, if you have any hesitancy or have any questions, you can email our support at rnareset.com and just just day by day ask all the questions that you need answered.
So with my situation, when I ate food though, my stomach, like I ate black pepper and some ground venison, and my stomach, after I ate literally four bites, my stomach felt like it was on fire. And that's why I thought I might have an ulcer.
Well, an ulcer is going to cause pain when you're not eating too. If it's an ulcer, it's always going to be hurting. So when you have a lot of yeast and it grows up into your stomach, it's just going to start eating the food that you're eating, and in its eating cycle, it'll produce gas, and that will stretch.
I see. I'm so glad you told me, because I was like, do I need to go to the doctor and get these crazy tests?
The thing of it is, you know, your doctor did say it was a microbiome. I'm going on the fact that you had clindamycin, and I'm saying first things first, let's see if the Flora Revive has a gentle antifungal that will also work on, you know, if you had an ulcer. It's Helicobacter pylori, and Flora Revive, Saccharomyces boulardii will help that, as will picosilver. Now, I'm not saying that our products treat ulcers, but they will treat an inflammation if the yeast and whatever and the Tylenol and ibuprofen, if they cause an inflammation, those are the picosilver and Flora Revive are going to help that too. There's probiotics in the Flora Revive as well as an antifungal. So one more question.
Oh, you're so sweet. I really appreciate you so much. I just really do, because I told my husband, I said, ever since I started eating this like ulcer diet, and I was like, oh, this is making my stomach feel better.
No.
Anyway, I was going to ask you, since you're retired, I live in Dallas, Texas, and I've been trying to find a naturopath that I could trust, like you, because I know you're retired and you can't give medical advice or treat people. Is there anyone you know of, even if they're not in Dallas, Texas, that you could recommend?
Well, the thing of it is, you know, when I set out to, you know, to give information to people, I knew there weren't doctors to, refer to or recommend, because, you know, they don't all know about my products and everything. And Ginny would say this better than me, because I don't like to, toot my own horn. But I've got 22 free ebooks on drcarolindeanlive.com. I've got 12 customer service people who know my work inside and out. They are all on the products. They've all recovered from this, that, and the other thing. So you could start with us. And, you know, if you had some sort of thing that needed surgery or some genetic abnormality, you know, you would have to see a doctor. But for the most part,
I don't have any genetic.
Right. And, you know, because we specialize in total body meltdown. So tell your husband, I have total body meltdown, but I find someone who specializes in it. Isn't that wonderful? So that's what we're going to do, Martha, okay?
Okay, because right now I'm just on your B vitamins because of all the stuff that's been going on. Mm-hmm. And Julie at customer service said next, after a week of being on the B vitamins, she's going to have me start the magnesium drops.
Well,
we'll
tell Julie, and she'll the next time she talks to you, which should be, you know, we'll make it as soon as possible. She'll put you on the yeast management. Okay. The Pico Silver and the Flora Revive. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have those, get those. And then, yeah, Julie's the best person for all this. That's perfect. Okay.
Thank you so much, Doc. And thank you for taking a question that wasn't relevant to blood pressure. You're my hero.
Oh, that's fine. Every question is important, and I'm sure a lot of people learn things from your call. So
I didn't know the difference between the yeast overgrowth and an ulcer, and I was sitting here thinking I must have an ulcer if it hurts when I eat black pepper because what I read online.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because doctors don't look at yeast overgrowth, but I think yeast is related to, you know, half of the chronic symptoms that people have. The other half is the mineral deficiencies. So you perhaps have a magnesium deficiency as well, and we will get you on the REMAG, but we have to get after your stomach and intestinal symptoms first. Okay?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Thank you so much from the very bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you, Martha. Big hugs to you now. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Outstanding. Excellent. Very glad, Mark. And also, how many people call back into the show week after week to share their progress? As I think about Kindle, I think about Roman, and so many of our early listeners that just adapted the process of calling and checking in every week. So Martha, if you're listening to my voice, don't hesitate to do that. That is 150,000% better than making a doctor's appointment every 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. Checking in every week is really great. And you can do it through the chat line, or you can do it through a phone call. So you've got options.
But, you know, let me just say this, Ginny. What's interesting is that was in the early days when, as you did remind us, it was only you and Melody Rose on customer service. So a lot of people did phone in, but now, you know, with the dozen people, I mean, see how often we'll say to people, you know, talk to Julie. Well, Martha's already talked to Julie, so she's comfortable with her. We do have an incredible customer service, and people, you know, they'll spend, you know, some time, as Julie says, visiting with Julie. And, you know, after, you know, three, four, five sessions, they're off and kicking. And then Julie's on to the, you know, another dozen people.
Yeah, that's very true. Good observation, Carolyn. Yes, I agree completely. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, let's move on with the phone calls. Let's go to 520. 520, did you get close to your phone where you could hit *6, unmute area code 520 and come into the call and talk with Dr. Dean this evening? Area code 520. You got to hit *6 to unmute your phone. I send you a little blue button too, but most people can just hit *6. Okay, we will come back to 520. Let's go on to area code 434. Area code 434. If you could hit star six and come into the call this evening, welcome, welcome. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment, please. Hello?
434 is in the central area of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Ah, the Commonwealth of Virginia, area code 434. Are you there? They hit the unmute, but they're not speaking.
Hello?
There yes. you go.
Yay!
Great. My name is Sherry Bell. I'm on metoprolol and Xarelto. 2 years ago, I was put on it because of a stressful situation when my husband had open heart surgery. I wore a Holter monitor, and the doctor said, "Yeah, it clearly shows you need this and this, you know, for your AFib." And so I reluctantly took it. And I've been listening to this call, and I also have gut issues, and I have a serious sugar carb addiction. And I had the AFib before it was diagnosed, and I know one time I brought it on by working in the heat outside and being dehydrated, and I took one of my husband's heart pills, and it went away. And that happened a few times before I was diagnosed. But, you know, the doctor scared me because who wants to have a stroke? So mm-hmm. I'm on the Xarelto, which yeah. scares me to be taking. Mm-hmm. But it seems like it would be good for me to be on the Pico, Pico Silver and the Flora Revive. Mm-hmm. I've been told from a test a couple years ago or so that I'm not absorbing nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told by somebody, a practitioner, that I am allergic to water. Well, I think she should have said allergic to something in water, but I don't have a clue what it would be, because sometimes I do have gas after drinking a glass of water.
Right.
Not all
right.
the time, but I have some things that cause me food sensitivities, and that makes me gassy as well.
Right. Okay. Very clear information here. And it does sound like yeast overgrowth. And the sugar addiction is interesting because I look at yeast like in Star Trek, the Borg. Did you ever watch?
Oh, yeah.
So you've got a Borg living in you that's directing you to eat sugar to keep it fed.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So it's not you, it's the Borg. So what we can do, you know, with the Pico Silver and Flora Revive, it's interesting, the combination, because when the Saccharomyces, which is the antifungal in the Flora Revive, begins killing off the yeast, a lot of people feel worse, but the Pico Silver stops that the Herxheimer worsening, like a detox reaction. It really modifies that. So it makes it kind of an easy transition, and it may be just a couple of days of craving sugar, because, you know, it is important to give up sugar. But you know, what I'll say to you, Sherry, is what if you just get some good apples, you know, maybe Granny Smith, because they're not as sweet, and just limit yourself to 2 Granny Smith apples a day, cut them up, and, you know, if you cut them up, they're going to go brown. But maybe just cut off a section of the apple and have that. Don't eat the whole apple at once. You know, space it out throughout the day so that you think you're getting some sugar. And
I'm not sure those agree with me. I've eaten them before, but
okay,
I don't know what it is about them, if they're too heavy.
Right.
But well, I think I usually don't feel good eating them.
Yeah, let's back up a bit then. What fruit are you okay with?
Oh, well, I eat fruit almost every day. I eat gala apples.
Okay.
I eat raspberries, strawberries, berries.
Berries, okay. But you hear what I'm saying. I'm limiting your fruit intake and your sugar intake and, you know, no white flour, no desserts, nothing. Just
yeah.
two gala apples a day, and that's it, along with the Pico Silver and the Flora Revive. That's
okay.
what I would do. Because
okay.
what can happen with the gas from the yeast is it can push up from your stomach, it push your diaphragms and push your heart. And the yeast toxins in that way in the gas can actually trigger AFib. And,
wow.
Yeah, so that's one of the triggers. I have a book called Heart Health. It's a free download at drcarolindeanlive.com. So you should look through that because you seem to know exactly what's going on. Yes, the heat and dehydration will trigger a heart arrhythmia. The sugars will trigger the arrhythmia too. So the Pico Silver and Flora Revive and probably, just talking to someone, one of our customer service people about this, you know, every week, 10 days, you have a talk with one of our people just to keep you on track. What happens with, feeling allergic to water? It's just, you know, when you eat or drink anything, if you've got yeast in your gut, in your stomach, it is going to just stir things up and make you burp or give you gas. I mean, it's just part of this yeast overgrowth business.
Okay.
And the food sensitivity and not being able to absorb. Well, what happens when you have yeast, and this is all explained in my book, Reset the Yeast Connection, the yeast will grow into the small intestine and irritate the small intestine, cause a leaky gut. And
yes,
that means,
I have that, I believe.
Right. So that leaky gut is going to allow incompletely digested food molecules to be absorbed into the bloodstream and then cause, you know, food sensitivity and allergic reactions. So
yeah.
It's a huge, huge problem, but all that doctors are able to say to people now, oh, it's your microbiome, and they don't know what to do with it.
Right.
So, I mean, that I've tried to hit on all the things you talked about. Hopefully that's enough information to get you going. You could download the Reset the Yeast Connection from the drcarolindeanlive.com. And then when you develop more questions, like you'll go to the book and look up yeast management, and it tells you how much Pico Silver and Flora Revive to take. And then, if you have questions, you email support@rnareset.com. The protocol that I recommend is to drink enough water to help detoxify you as you're doing these things. So my water intake guidelines will be in that book as well.
Okay. I pour out a half a gallon every night, and in the morning I drink that every day. That's eight glasses.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, though, and you may already, do you put sea salt in your water to give you those minerals?
No, at one point I was getting, my sodium got a little high, and I do use sea salt, and that's all I ever use anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, keep using the sea salt. Maybe start putting a pinch of sea salt in the water. It's got 72 minerals. It's not just the sodium. And what can throw off sodium is when you don't have enough magnesium. And, you know, what you'll do after the Pico Silver and the Flora Revive is start to take our Remag.
Okay. Okay.
And
I also have sleep apnea, and one practitioner told me that that is a condition of the gut as well. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I mean, what's happened, they finally realized gut problems and they're sharing everything as a gut problem. But
right.
it's more about the yeast. But the sleep apnea, I've blogged about that. You can Google my name and sleep apnea and find out what I say about that. But I relate that to magnesium deficiency. And that's going to be important for your AFib and your heart. So the other book to read is Heart Health.
Okay.
But stay on your meds. I'm not going to tell you to stop them. As you get rid of your AFib symptoms, then your doctor will take you off those drugs because you won't need them anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll ever take me off of the Xarelto, the blood thinner, because he thinks that, well, there could be a clot somewhere.
Well, if you have AFib, they can say that there's, small incidence of that. And yes, no one wants to have a blood clot. But if your doctor doesn't recognize that if you don't have AFib, you shouldn't have Xarelto, then get a new doctor.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I have Hashimoto's and I self-diagnosed rheumatoid arthritis just because of some pain in my end of my finger joints.
Right.
But I think that's all gut related.
Well, Hashimoto's, it can be related to yeast blocking the thyroid receptors, but we work on that with our multiple mineral, the Remite. And
okay.
In terms of the arthritis, I talked about that earlier, that can be related to too much calcium and not enough magnesium.
Okay.
And
yeah, I don't take calcium.
Good.
Yeah, years ago I did have, from listening to you back then, I did have an RBC test, and it did not show up that I was deficient in magnesium,
I don't really trust, Sherry. It depends on the person's symptoms. If a person has AFib and, many of the things you've talked about, then it's magnesium deficiency. And the blood test isn't even showing it because it's not the right blood test for the cells. For the cell, to analyze that, you need an ionized magnesium test, and no one's offering that yet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's not accurate. And for that information, you can read my REMAG book. So get on your reading glasses and get to work. Okay?
Okay. Thank you oh so much.
Oh, you're welcome. But, be sure to keep in touch with us and make sure you get to support at RNA Reset and ask questions as they come up. Because I know you've been through a lot and you've mentioned a lot of what's going on. I'm sure there's more stuff. And, you fit in the basket of total body meltdown as well. And that's what our specialty is.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
I
Martha.
I think it was no accident that I signed up for your email again.
Oh, that's good for you. Good. I'm glad you're back. Okay, the worst is over, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay!
Yay! That was awesome. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for calling in, everybody, tonight. It's so helpful. It helps so many people. And so many people listen to the archives after the show. And throughout the week, we get emails of people that are continue to be blessed by what's been said here tonight. So thank you again. All right, let's try 520 again. Area code 520. We do not give up on anybody. 520. If you could hit *6 on your phone and then unmute your call. Hits there.
Arizona. Well, she's sweating there. No wonder.
There she is. Go ahead.
Good evening, doctor.
Good evening. Are you sweating in Arizona? Heat wave?
Well,
heat
not
wave?
Really. I'm sitting in a very cool room, but yes, it is hot out there.
What's your first name before we start?
Yolanda.
Okay, Yolanda, what questions do you have?
I'm calling about my husband. He had two strokes, and the last one was in 2019. Mm-hmm. He's currently taking, since the last 2 or 3 months, he's been taking telmisartan. Prior to that, he was taking the olive leaf extract, L-citrulline, and some other nutrients, but then his blood pressure started going up. And so he's now on telmisartan 20 milligrams a day. Mm-hmm. And by following your protocol, will it reduce his high blood pressure, doctor?
How old is your husband, Yolanda?
He is over 80.
Right. Well, we have an over 80 club, and they're doing very well.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah, what I'd say, there's no age restriction, there's no medication restriction to getting your cells healthier, starting, you know, with REMAG, for example, and then probably Pico Potassium, and, you know, just looking at the whole picture. Is the blood pressure under control with the losartan?
Well, I'm not sure. He gets 3 readings at night when he takes his blood pressure, and they seem to really have a, you know, wide discrepancy. The first time he takes it, maybe 140 over 79. The second time it's 129 or something, and then it goes down to 120. So I believe he's, you know, using the device correctly, but it seems like there is a really wide swing after waiting for 10 minutes, and he's taking the second reading and then the third.
Well, it sounds like the top one gets lower, and that's related to tension. So, you know, when you start that the cycle of 3, usually you're tense, so that'll be high, and then as you calm and relax, the top ones get do improve. So that's usual.
Okay.
And you know what happens when you do get saturated with our REMAG, everything relaxes, the muscles relax, and the blood pressure will get lower, but you don't, you'd want to talk to the doctor about reducing the blood pressure medication so it doesn't get too low.
Okay. And so is it necessary to reduce it, or can he just stop taking once he starts, you know, on your protocol?
No, never stop the meds.
Okay.
It's very safe to take our minerals along with medication. So as I said, what you'll wait for is that the top one to start going, you know, the first time he takes it, if it begins to be 120, and then if it goes to 110 and 100, it's getting too low, and he would not need
at that point, he will not need to take his med then?
Yes, but that's what you have to take up with the doctor. We can't tell you to stop your med, you know, over the phone and all. So he just keeps track, and then you go to the doctor and say, hey, look, his blood pressure's improved. You know, we don't want him to fall down dizzy with low blood pressure. So, you know, can we remove the losartan? Is he also on a blood thinner, Yolanda?
I don't believe he's on a blood thinner. That's all he's taking, plus glargine for high blood sugar, but he's only on 10 units or less.
Okay. Well, if, I mean, we can't, as you can imagine, I can't tell you specifically what to do, but what you could do is go to our website where we have all our educational materials, mm-hmm. and look at the book called Heart Health.
Okay.
And the website is drcarolindean.com, mm-hmm. and, you know, read about other experiences other people have had. And if you've listened to the whole story, we've had a lot of testimonials about people and their mm-hmm. different symptoms. In the Magnesium Miracle book, which is the hardcover book, I write about strokes and how people will take IV magnesium, but our REMAG is as well absorbed or even better absorbed than IV. And vitamin C is very important to keep the blood vessels strong. Does mm-hmm. your husband get bruising?
I am not sure.
Skin on his arms, they don't go black and blue if he bumps himself?
I have not seen that.
Good. Well, that's good. But vitamin C is going to be important. So, you know, read some of my material. Get in touch with customer service if you have mm-hmm. questions, because, you know, there's a lot of our formulas that he could take, but what you start with is the REMAG and maybe...
And so the REMAG doctor, he tends to have diarrhea taking magnesium, you know, every time he's had that issue. So is this more of an anti-laxative?
Yes, this is absorbed into the cells and does mm-hmm. not go to the intestines. But you start slowly. You put it in water. He sips it through the day. It's all described in our book. Probably the other the Heart Health book. We'll talk about REMAG, but there is a book called REMAG that you can also read. And it's non-laxative. So
non-laxative,
Right. It's a stabilized ion of magnesium. So it just goes into the cells and doesn't get flushed out into the intestines.
And so, doctor, does he take the lowest dosage? Is the recommended usage on the bottle where...
It will be, there'll be on the label, but when we mm-hmm. mail you the bottle, it'll come with a brochure or a pamphlet that tells you how to take it very slowly, beginning with a quarter teaspoon in a whole liter of water. So it means a person can just gradually sneak up on their magnesium deficiency and not cause the diarrhea.
And so then, doctor, he has trouble drinking water. He has a urinary incontinence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he tends to not even drink juice as mm-hmm. much these days. So maybe all he drinks is 2 cups of maybe juice and a cup of water. That's all he drinks.
Right.
And so I'm trying to get him to drink more water, but he just mm-hmm. doesn't like to, you know, go to the bathroom.
Right. Well, what we know that happens with our minerals is that when the minerals go into the cells, they pull water in after them. And so the water's going to where it's going to work instead of just mm-hmm. flushing, you know, in the mouth and out the bladder. So there'll be a shift there. There'll be a shift, but, you know, he does need to have water because that's how the body needs water to work.
All right, ladies, I hate to interrupt, but we've got to wrap up the show, and I'm sorry for the callers we didn't get to. Please call back in next week or contact customer service. Carolyn, great show. Thank you so much. Your final words.
Yes, sorry, Yolanda, but you get to our customer service support at rnareset.com for the rest of your questions, okay? And thank you for phoning in. I appreciate the call, appreciate everybody, and Ginny, and who's my husband? Bob. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Jenny. Everyone.
Been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.